Okay, so now that we've explained this, let's do the om and the om with this knowledge in mind, and visualize the om as destroying anything negative in your life, with the group, with anything that we're doing, so that only the positivity of pure spirit remains. So what'd you feel when you just said that? Does it feel, can you have that sense that it is destroying negativity?
Have a release.
It sounds like it is cleansing.
Yeah, it's cleansing. Yeah.
Cleansing.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, just like soap, you don't want to eat it, but you want to use it, okay? Same thing with the om. You don't want to direct it toward you, but you want to direct it to all negativity out there so only pure spirit remains. Let's say it two more times. This time, as you said, visualize light increasing everywhere. Now visualize positive things happening, like tonight during our meditation, visualize the meditation going very well, bringing down the spirit. And each sound has three aspects, especially in the building. And the first is again. Consummating now. Very good, my friends. Any more comments on this key? Yeah.
Some people say amen when they're amen. Is it more proper because of the science of sound? We say amen.
That's a really good point, Artie. The Christian world has taken a lot of prayerful stuff and give it the destructive sound. Like for God, they call thee and thou. So thee is the destructive sound. That means they view God as the destroyer, as somebody to fear. This is why the Song of the 144,000 does not use thee and thou. It uses you and yours. You know, you. We call God a you. You know, that's a soft sound. So the Song of the 144,000 has only soft sounds in them, directed toward God, not the hard sounds. The same thing with the amen. They use the hard A, meaning that produces a fearful vibration about God. that God is the destroyer and we must avoid destruction by obeying all the commandments and doing everything the authorities tell us to do, this type of thing. So the correct way to say amen is amen. Amen. Matter of fact, in the Mormon scriptures, I think it calls one of the names of God, it calls him amen, rather than amen.
In Hebrew, it is amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, is that using the soft A?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. So it's been corrupted. And you'll notice that when any writing or teaching is taken and presented in a negative way, in a fearful way, a destructive, these hard sounds creep in just to the right places, like guy and amen. And different words such as this. Even the name of Christ is a hard I. But and in the Greek, it's called Christos. So it's soft in the Greek and turned hard in the eventual English, because people are afraid of God and they don't feel like they can be like Him. And even though they say God is love, they're afraid of Him. Okay? And we shouldn't be afraid of anything, really. Okay, so that's interesting. So it's interesting to watch about how these hard and soft sounds appear. I'm sure we'll have Sharon again speak at a future gathering, and we'll share this key with her, and she will have some interesting things to say about it, I'm sure. But she had, like I say, written three books about how all the combinations of the sounds produce certain meaning, and she's done a lot of intuitive thinking about this, and she comes up with some pretty accurate things, I think. Okay, any other comments?
Yeah. So the thou is hard as well, correct? The word thou is hard as well.
Ow.
The word bow?
Thou, like thee.
Oh,
and
thou. Thou.
Or is
it soft? Thee definitely is thou. Yeah, that's kind of hard. It's kind of in between, but it's harder than it is soft. Ow. Yeah. It's associated with the word ow. Ouch. Okay. So that is more destructive than building. Okay. You look at the words that it's used with, too, like ouch, doubt. And so that's why none of the things I've had anything to do with writing have words like that in. And, yeah, Curtis?
Yeah, it's interesting when you have a word with three ahs in it, it's usually positive, spiritual, or creative sound, like Shambhala.
Yeah, Shambhala.
Uh-huh. Or Abracadabra, the creative.
Yeah, Abracadabra.
Abra.
Yeah.
And you just pay attention to words, and you'll catch the meaning of them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, anything
Shambhala.
Else?
Is that where we're going on the meditation?
Shambhala?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Maybe. Who knows? Okay.
Hare Krishna.